Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you with what thus saith the Lord. The scripture says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, the elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad for this door of utterance. We are God's covenant church. We are the church that are established in Jesus' name, which is his word. We are Israelites. We are Jews. We are true followers of Christ. I want to talk to you today about wisdom. Wisdom according to the scripture. I know so many say that Jesus is our wisdom. That is true. We're going to find out what Jesus is more about and who he is, because he is wisdom, and wisdom is keeping God's commandments. Before we get into that, we want to sing this song by the choir, Blameless. Thank God for Sister V, choir, Blameless.
Now that I know what's required of man, fear God and keep all of his commands. Obey the voice of the Son of Man, his anointed, that leads the sheep by the Spirit of God, and judge the sheep by the word of God. Prepare ye the bride to be one with God, and in him no darkness at all.
Tear me down,
yes, Lord, I am seeking.
Wash me with
my God, in whom I delight.
Make me whole.
Purify my soul, that I be holy.
That which you're calling for,
made perfect,
without spot or wrinkle,
and be righteous. Find by the fire, their desire is him, the husband. So as a sheep led I am to the slaughter, open not my mouth, obeying the Father, the crown of beauty unto the residue of his people.
Tear me down,
yes, Lord, I am seeking.
Wash me with
my God, in whom I delight.
Make me whole,
purify my soul, that I be whole.
Righteous, as in the days of old.
Lord, I'm striving.
Blameless, that's what we strive for.
Yes.
That's what we live for, to be blameless before the Lord. Yes. Sister Debbie, we have announcements. Thank God for you.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Glad to be with you today. We are the church of God. We are established in Jesus' name. And his name is called the Word of God. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the scripture. The Lord came here and he said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. He came according to the scripture. He died and rose according to the scripture. 3 days and three nights he was in the heart of the earth, like Jonah was in the belly of the whale. You cannot get 3 days and three nights from Friday till Sunday. But if you go according to the scripture, he was cut off in the midst of the week. And sometime after the Sabbath day, and the Lord said there's 12 hours in the day, he rose. That's according to the scripture. Now let's go to Proverbs 4 and 7. We're going to come back to this scripture because it's all about wisdom.
All right.
And that's why so many didn't recognize the Lord when he came, his own. Received him not, because they didn't have the wisdom of God, because they weren't keeping God's word. And if you're not truly in the word today, which is his commandments, which is law, you don't recognize when the Spirit of God is before you, and what it is saying to the church. Proverbs 4 and 7 evangelist says what?
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Wisdom is the principal thing in life. It's the principal thing.
Therefore, get wisdom.
Therefore, let's get wisdom. What?
And with all thy getting.
What?
Get understanding.
Now the Lord is wisdom. He was before the people and they didn't understand who he was, because they weren't keeping God's commandments. They weren't keeping God's word. And the church had gotten so far from keeping the law of Moses, which is God's word. The prophecy that was there before them, that came to pass, they didn't recognize it because they had gotten so far from the spirit of the word and began to just be ceremonially worshiping God, who was not the true God, because the true God is worship in spirit and in truth. Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 10. Wisdom is the principal thing in all thy getting. We strive to get an understanding. But again, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom. Because if you're not keeping God's word, you don't understand God and you cannot see God. Therefore, you're yet blind.
That's right.
yet deaf, and have no clue of God. But to know God is to keep his commandments. Ephesians 6 and 10, what does it say?
Finally, my brethren. Be strong in the Lord.
Everyone wants to be strong in God. Strong in the Lord, what?
And in the power of his might.
What?
Put on the whole armor of God.
Now, putting on the whole armor means you're not just going to church and hearing the word, but you're obeying it. And you're putting it on. That means you're putting the word in action. Put on the whole armor of God. What?
That ye may be able to stand.
Because when you go to church, and most are not getting the word, but when you're getting it and not putting it in action, you cannot stand against the wiles of the devil. You stand when you obey God. You may be able to stand against
the wiles of the devil.
What?
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
425 Laconia Boulevard. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, other churches. No, we're not. We're fighting against the devil.
Yes.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, what?
But against principalities.
It's all about principles. And our principles are keeping God's commandments. What are your principles? And wisdom is keeping God's word. It's wise to do that. That's why the scripture says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, what?
Against powers.
What?
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
The rulers of the darkness of this world. It's not one like unto Hitler. It's the church preachers that say they are called by his name and not bringing forth what God have commanded. Because these are supposedly the people of God, the churchgoers, those that are called by his name. Everyone else, if you don't seek the Lord, if you're not seeking him, you're born to go to hell. We were all born to go to hell. But if we have a mind to seek out God, he's there to save us out of this life and to put us into the kingdom, preparing us for eternal life. That beautiful?
Against spiritual wickedness.
Spiritual wickedness, what?
In high places.
High places are these pulpits in the churches that say they are called by God's name. Let's go to Matthew's. Matthew's 10 and 16. That's where the spiritual wickedness is. And this is what we fight against, not flesh and blood, but against principalities. When the Lord came, he fought against spiritual wickedness and principalities and powers.
Right.
It was in high places, and it was the scribes and Pharisees of that time. Matthew 10 and 16, what does it say?
Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves.
Well, God sends his anointed the same thing today. They're like sheep in the midst of beasts.
Yes.
What?
Be ye therefore wise as serpents.
God wants us to be wise as serpents, but what?
And harmless as doves.
But harmless as a dove. Isn't that beautiful? And we get the wisdom through keeping God's commandments. What does the fifth verse say?
Mm-hmm. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles.
So we don't go into the way of those that are not sanctified. Because if you're not sanctified, you are a Gentile. If you have not been circumcised in heart, you are a Gentile. So we don't go into the way of all the preachers of the day. We go into the way of Moses, Jeremiah, John, Peter, holy vessels sent by God. Go not into the way of the Gentiles.
And in any city of the Samaritans.
And into any city.
Mm-hmm.
And into any city.
City of the Samaritans.
What?
Enter ye not.
We're not going into these synagogues where ones don't know God and we're not invited.
That's right.
Trying to change the world. If God don't call us, if God don't send us, we're not going.
That's all right.
But we're here, and life is at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Life is in the Word through this broadcast.
Yes.
And should you choose life, you know where to find it. But go rather
to the lost sheep
what?
Of the house
so
of Israel.
So this is for those that are lost and don't know the way, looking for God, seeking God, not satisfied with what you have. This is for you. Let's go to Proverbs 4 and 7 again.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for knowledge. All of those that are looking for him, looking for his appearance, truly God is coming your way.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but he's never too late. Your time, he's coming.
That's
thank
right.
God. And should you hear what I'm saying and understand what the Spirit is saying to the church, it's your time.
Yes.
Proverbs 4 and 7, say it again.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Is the principal
thing. It's the principal thing. What?
Therefore, get wisdom.
What?
And with all thy getting, get understanding.
So it's not just about hearing God's word. It's truly about getting an understanding. Let's go to Deuteronomy again.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 4, as I said, we read that. Keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom. Mm-hmm. And your understanding in the sight of the nations. But 4 and 1 says what?
Mm-hmm. Now therefore. Hearken.
Hearken.
O Israel.
God wants the church to hearken to his message, to the word.
Right.
Hearken. O Israel. What?
Unto the statutes and unto the judgments.
Now these jackleg preachers would have you believe that the statutes and judgments are all of the bylaws, which really stems from God's law. They're relevant yesterday and today if you have the things they had and we're dealing with. And we yet have them just in a different form. We have a transportation, maybe not a horse, but a car. We have all those things just in a different form. And these statutes and judgments remain today. It's mm-hmm. God's commandments, which are upright, and their statutes, and they judge us.
Yes.
Hearken mm-hmm. unto the statutes and unto the judgments. What?
Which I teach you.
These commandments must be taught. And they're taught, the secret is, they're taught in spirit.
Yes.
Because if you don't have the spirit of the law, you don't have God. Teach you
uh-huh.
for what?
For them.
For to do them what?
That ye may live.
What?
And go in and possess the land.
So wherever we go, whether we're here in California, Detroit, whether you are in Russia, China, wherever you go, to be able to possess your vessel in holiness.
Yes.
That's what keeping his commandments will
yes.
do for you.
Yes.
And go in and possess the land which the Lord God,
which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
And it's got to be what God gives you. If the shepherd is telling you there's no safety in Russia, you shouldn't be going there.
That's right.
You don't go where God don't send you.
That's right.
But if you go where God sends you or allows you to go, you have the blessings of God.
Yes.
You're able to possess your land if you obey.
Yes.
Read.
Ye shall not add
now listen to what
word.
One thing in learning about God's word, the wisdom is, you don't add to God's word. What?
Which I command
now, you. God's word is commanded. That's why they're called the Ten Commandments. And you cannot add to it. You cannot add to, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, I understand that in the time when Jesus came, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, to love one another. That's the new summation, which is really not new, but that was another way of speaking about keeping God's commandments, love. Because the commandments is God and God is love. If you love God, you keep his commandments. Because that's your love to God and man.
Yes.
And you cannot have one without the other.
Right.
Ye shall not add unto mm-hmm. the word, what?
Mm-hmm. Which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from
so
it.
So you cannot take aught from it. That means you cannot take out the Sabbath day. And you cannot put in the first day of the week as the day of rest.
Right.
You shall not add
mm-hmm.
unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught
what? From it. That ye may keep the commandments.
Now when you
of
do that,
Lord,
you can keep the commandments. That means they're doable.
All right.
Because God will not put no more on us than we're able to bear.
All right.
that ye may keep the commandments.
Commandments of the Lord your God.
What?
Which I command you.
So God commandeth the word to the church.
Yes.
Fourth verse, four and six, rather.
But ye.
Four and six.
Keep therefore.
Keep therefore.
And do them.
And now he's saying, keep it and do it. Now, why would God ask us to keep it and do it if we could not do it?
All right.
Wisdom is to keep it in our hearts and do it. What?
For this is your wisdom.
Now, God said it's our wisdom. Now, God is a man that is not a man that he should lie. It's our wisdom. What?
And your understanding.
What?
In the sight of the nations.
That's how we understand God. In the sight of the nations. In other words, as we come from different ways and walks of life, that's how we understand God.
Yes.
By keeping his commandments. And that's how we get wisdom and understand it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 7 and 14 right quick.
All right.
So to understand God, to know the wisdom of God, you've got to obey God's word.
Yes.
That's as simple as I can make it. And are you getting this teaching in these churches? I don't think so. Because if you were, you'd be fellowshipping with us. Whether it's on the phone, email, in person, you'd be fellowshipping with us. We seek that out. 7 and 14, what does it say?
Now about the midst of the feast.
What?
Jesus went up into the temple and taught.
All right.
And the Jews marveled, saying, how knowest this man letters, having never learned?
Well, he brought forth the word. But they didn't have knowledge of him going to the schools they went to and getting the knowledge the way they got it. But he was truly bringing forth the word, the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, he was bringing forth the spirit, and they didn't understand that.
Yes.
What?
Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine.
What?
But his that sent me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Because the word is God, and God sends the word.
Mm-hmm.
What?
If any man will do his will.
That means no respecter of persons with God. Any man do his will.
He shall know of the doctrine.
Because they acted like he was doing and saying something they never heard about. Although he was bringing the spirit of the law. They were only in the letter. But he was speaking in holiness. They were not. They were just about ceremony. Read.
Yes. He shall know the doctrine.
What?
Whether it be of God.
What?
Or whether I speak of myself.
19. What does it say?
Did not Moses.
Did not Moses.
Give you the law.
Give you the law. What?
And yet none of you keepeth the law.
They had the word, but they weren't keeping it. They were caught up in remedies for sin and yet sinning. Which means they didn't know God. Because if you're in sin, you don't know God. To know God means to keep his word.
Yes.
And they didn't know who was before them.
Oh, wow.
They didn't know that this was wisdom. They didn't know he was the Holy One of Israel.
Israel.
Read Proverbs 4 and 1. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So it's the same thing today. If you keep God's commandments, the world don't know you. The world loves its own. If you're keeping God's commandments, because they didn't know him, they won't know you either. 4 and 1. Proverbs. Read.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
4 and 1.
Hear ye children.
Children, the instruction of a father.
What?
And attend to no understanding.
So you need to hear the instructions of God.
Yes.
God have instructed us in his word.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What?
To no understanding, for I give you good doctrine.
God said, I give you good doctrine. What?
Forsake ye not my law.
Because that is the doctrine of God. The law of God is his doctrine. And then there were laws if you should transgress to get you back to God.
Yes.
But that was a remedy and a prelude to that real thing that was to come. Jesus died for us in his New Testament in his blood. But until then, we had to offer calves, bullocks, and heifers for the remedy for sin to get us back in harmony to obey God's word. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not
my law.
Matthew 5 and 17. So Jesus did the same thing. When he came, he obeyed his father. He kept his father's word. Because the law of God is the word.
Yes, it is.
Matthew 5 and 17.
And 17. Think not. That I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
All right, what?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
So that's what our desire is today.
Yes.
We're not coming to destroy the law, but to fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
For verily,
what?
I say unto you, till heaven and earth.
Now listen to what the word is saying. Heaven and earth shall pass away.
Pass.
What?
One jot or one tittle shall in no wise.
So one jot and one tittle means you cannot change the word at all. You cannot take out a whole day saying it's Sunday, the day of rest. It's not. It's the seventh day.
All right.
I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot
or one tittle
what?
Shall in no wise pass from the
law. Well, I believe we yet have heaven and earth with us today.
Yes.
Read.
Mm-hmm.
Till all be fulfilled.
Read.
Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these
commandments. So that means you, Church of God, in the heavenly way, and all these different names, you're in there. Whosoever,
mm-hmm.
therefore, shall break
one of these least commandments.
So if the Sabbath is least to you, if you break it, you're the least in God's kingdom.
Okay.
Not in the kingdom, but you're the least considered by those that are in the kingdom.
Yes.
Read it again.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever shall break.
Therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
What?
And shall teach men so, he shall be called the least
you
in
shall be
the kingdom.
Called the least in
the
kingdom of heaven. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Mm-hmm. But whosoever shall do and teach
what?
Them, the same shall be called great.
Thank
in
God.
The kingdom of heaven.
St. John 12 and 49. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So maybe so many don't like the fact that we consider each other great and those that do and teach great.
Yes.
But we think according to the way God thinks. According to the Spirit of God in wisdom. And that is wise to recognize that those that keep God's commandment are great.
Mm-hmm.
12 and 49. What does it say?
For I have not spoken of myself.
What?
But the Father, which sent me.
What?
He gave me a
commandment. Now, every preacher should be saying the same thing. I say the same thing today. I have not spoken of myself, 425 Laconia Boulevard. We are not some entity, some way out cult. But our Father gave us a commandment, what we should say.
And
what we should speak. What?
And
I know.
That his commandment
what?
Is life. Everlasting.
This is everlasting life. What?
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me,
what?
So I speak.
So can you say the doctrine that you have that Sunday, the Father said that to you to rise, that the Lord rose on the first day of the week? Can you show that in Scripture? I don't think so. Can you show me that the Father told you to remember the first day of the week to keep it holy? I don't think you can show me that. Let's go to Proverbs 4 and 2 again.
Uh-huh.
This is all about wisdom. It's the principal thing. And all thy getting, get understanding of what God is saying. Proverbs 4 and 2.
And
thank
2.
God.
For I give you good doctrine.
What?
Forsake ye not my
Forsake
law.
Forsake ye not my law. Fourth verse, what does that say?
He taught me also.
What?
And said unto me, let thine heart retain my
word. God wants our minds to retain his word. Remembering the word, and it's remembered by constant teaching and preaching. Reminding us what we must do, what we must not do. Read.
Keep my commandments.
Keep my commandments.
And live.
And live what?
Get wisdom.
Get wisdom.
Get understanding.
Get wisdom. Get understanding. What?
Forget it not.
Forget it not. What?
Neither decline from the words of my mouth.
So all the words that are spoken, we strive not to.